Hi everybody, welcome to the first of four videos on theatre making. I'm Ant Stones, I'm the Associate Playwright for Guildford Shakespeare Company. I've written many plays for the company, including Alice in Wonderland, Robin Hood, The Wind in the Willows, and I'm currently writing The Tales of Hans Christian Andersen. The starting point for any adaptation is the original text. In this case, we're going to be looking at The Ugly Duckling. We're going to share some sneak peeks at our upcoming production, The Tales of Hans Christian Andersen. And you can also find a reading of the original story on our website. Here's a little taster showing you how it begins.
It was so beautiful out on the country. It was summer. The wheat fields were golden. The oats were green. And down among the green meadows, the hay was stacked. There the stork minced about on his red legs, clacking away in Egyptian, which was the language his mother had taught him. Round about the field and meadowlands rose vast forests, in which deep lakes were hidden. Yes, it was indeed lovely out there in the country. In the midst of the sunshine, there stood an old manor house that had a deep moat around it. From the walls of the manor right down to the water's edge, great burdock leaves grew, and there were some so tall that little children could stand upright beneath the biggest of them. In this wilderness of leaves, which was as dense as the forest itself, a duck sat on her nest, hatching her ducklings. She was becoming somewhat weary, because sitting is such a dull business, and scarcely anyone came out to see her. The other ducks would much rather swim in the moat than waddle out and squat under the burdock leaves to gossip with her. But at last, the eggshells began to crack, one after another.
Peep, 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 peep,
said the little things as they came to life and poked their heads out.
Quack, quack,
said the duck, and quick as quick can be, they all waddled out to have a look at the green world under the leaves. Their mother let them look as much as they pleased, because green is good for the eyes.
How wide the world is,
said all the young ducks, for they certainly had much more room now than they had when they were in their eggshells.
Do you think this is the whole world?
Their mother asked.
Why, it extends on and on, clear across to the other side of the garden and right into the parson's field. Though that is further than I have ever been. I do hope you're all hatched,
she said as she got up.
No, not quite all. The biggest egg still lies here. How much longer is it going to take?
First reactions to a story are really important. As a playwright, you need to remember what stands out to you and what excites you about the story. For me, the first thing that stands out is the scale. The ducks are small, so the world is massive to them. Reeds become like tall trees, a pond would be like a lake like an ocean. It's also beautiful and green and sunny. This is a fun and bright world that our ducks are living in. The second thing that stands out to me are the animals. That might sound a bit silly and obvious, but they instantly take us into another world, a world of cartoons and fables. We know that this story is going to be child friendly. Animals also have their own individual traits and associations, like you have the wise owl or the sneaky fox and so on. That means there's a lot to play with and you can have a lot of fun with the characters. At the end of each video, we're going to give you an exercise that you can do at home. By the end of the programme, you'll have everything you need to start writing your own version of The Ugly Duckling. Your first exercise is to create your world. You've got to ask yourself, what can your characters see? Who else lives there? And what does everyone do? You can download the sheet from our website And remember, if you do any work on this, we would love to see it. So share it with us and we'll get back to you. We'll also share them online. Thanks very much and see you for video 2.